Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is September 27, 2023. Tonight it's shamanic breath work. Currently we're doing this once a quarter, and there's over a dozen in the archive, so plenty to choose from if you want to go back and indulge. Most of them are on the best of page. So if you haven't done this before, this is intense. There's only two categories I rank in the very intense category. There's this, and then there's the shamanic awakening ceremony. So what we do here is after the intro, I turn on a music mix, and the music works its way up through the chakras. It starts in the root chakra and ends up in the crown. So the roughly the first half tends to be more intense. Then it gets more mellow, and by the time we're done, it's really celestial and high vibration. So it is, we shake it up on the front end and clear out the heavy stuff that's in the way, and then we ascend. So many people in our membership are really big fans of this, and it's delightful to be able to do it with you again tonight. So we're going to do our usual setup, call the directions, call the allies, set up the sacred container, and then I will talk you through the instructions. It takes about 10 minutes, and then we'll get into the actual breath work. And of course, if you're doing this on the recording, you can ignore anything I say that has to do with downloading a recording or anything that, in other words, if you're on the recording, I've already integrated the music mix into the recording, and there's nothing you have to do except let the whole thing play through. If you're on the live call, follow my instructions. All right, so let's go ahead and do the setup. I will ask you just to relax and be passive. And before I even do that, I want to thank all the folks who are on the live call right now, including Anjali, Angela, Autumn, Brian, Deb, Eric, Faye, Jane, Jesse, Laura, Marilyn, Michelle, Patricia, Pete, and a phone caller. So all of you brave souls ready to go through some intensity to clear some of that heavy energy away. I admire your courage. All right, so please close your eyes and relax. And take a moment just to feel how your body feels. And then tune into your energy body, if you have that awareness. And just see how it feels at the start here. So I'm going to go ahead and call the directions and call the allies in. Then I'll lead you through embodied awakening, and then we'll get into the instructions. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocham Inti Quichi I am that I am. For myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibrational awareness, maximum higher self personality merging that serves highest good, all this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. By the way, all my yawns are not fatigue, they're energy release. There's a lot of it moving. Ugh. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. Hmm. Feels good. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Williams, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. Whoa. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right, we have a lovely container. Anyone listening to my voice live or on the recording would like to call in additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to do so now. Including any high vibration allies you'd like to specifically support you during this breath work. That was implied, but I thought I'd make it explicit. And they are coming. Feels good. All right. Thank you. Feels great. Okay, let's do, let me feel into this. Yeah, let's go ahead and get into embodied awakening. So I think, I'm pretty sure everyone on the live call is familiar with this. Let me just double check if I see any unfamiliar names. Looks pretty clear. Okay, so we're going to invite our higher self to join us in our human bodies to the greatest extent that serves highest good. If you don't like it, you can just say, I'm back in the driver's seat. Your higher self will step right out and everything will be back like it was. But there's all kinds of wonderful benefits to having your higher self drive, so to speak. So let's use 8 words to call it in. Speak them out loud if you can, silently if you must, starting now. Maximum Embodied Awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and become completely passive. That means no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining, just totally passive. Let it come to you. You get distracted, just gently return your attention to feeling the incoming energy. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath come and go. And please use the least effort needed to feel what's happening, whether you're feeling energy or feeling breath. Based on how strong my experience is, y'all are doing really well, coming in quickly. As always, I ask for your full attention. If you're on this call live or on the recording, please act as if you're right here in the room with me. That'll give you and everyone else the best experience because we all affect each other. I feel like most of us are there. By the way, when you're in embodied awakening fully, all the following will be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So if you're there, just enjoy that. Good. Alrighty. Time to tell you how this works. So I'm going to hit the most important guidelines that you need to know. We'll start together here on Zoom. The mix this time is 63 minutes. After the music ends, we'll reconvene on Zoom to integrate and complete the process. During shamanic breathwork, you can reconnect with your inner healer, heal old wounds and dysfunctional patterns, regain lost soul parts, remember the magic of who you really are. Shamanic breathwork was developed by Linda Starwolf, initially. It's a variation of holotropic breathwork and Jacqueline Small chakra attuned music. I have been certified as a shamanic breathwork facilitator by the Venus Rising Association for Transformation. Each session is self-guided and unique. Breathe with your eyes closed. We've already set our intention. Actually, no. Right now, let's take a moment. What needs to come up will come up automatically anyway, but if you have a specific intention for this breath work, let's leave a moment right now for you to speak to your divine allies and tell them if there's anything in particular you want from this breath work to make that request. And we'll leave a moment for that right now. Just a moment longer for your intention. All right, well done. And I like to always close intentions with the karma-free safety clause. So the phrasing of that is, to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this is something better, thank you. So if you'd like to add that on in case you didn't already, I'll lead you through that part. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better, thank you. Alrighty. I already told you how the music starts intense and kind of gets mellower as it goes. The music is designed for healing, whether you like it or not, so some of it might irritate you. And if so, it's stirring up some kind of heavy energy. Deep, steady breathing will get you through any challenges. You will be able to handle anything that comes up, and you'll only get experiences you're ready for. You may go into the underworld in your journey. That realm can include this physical reality, the inner world, shamanic allies such as power animals, divine beings, cosmic bliss, and such. During the journey, you can lay down, sit, stand, or dance. Most people start laying down and then they start getting to other positions if they're so-called. As long as it won't disturb your environment too much, you can scream, shout, laugh, cry, or remain silent. Do whatever facilitates your healing process as long as you stay safe and you don't cause danger to others. The breath is deep and rhythmic. And when you're in the breath work process, there is no pause between inhaling in and exhaling out. I go through my mouth both ways, but you can use any combination of nose and mouth in or out that works for you. Again, this is not hyperventilating. It is super oxygenation. You are really filling yourself with tons of oxygen, which creates quickly an altered state. This can release blocked energy and facilitate easy transition into altered states and shamanic journeys. Forgive me. In fact, let's practice. We're only going to practice for 30 seconds. And it's, if you haven't done this with me before, it's going to amaze you how quickly you're going to move into an altered state in just 30 seconds. In fact, I'm going to set a timer for 30 seconds. But first, I'm going to demonstrate what we're about to do. So again, let's try it open mouth, unless you have a strong preference otherwise. And it'll look kind of like this or sound kind of like this. So strong, you know, pretty intense. Again, how fast you do, it's up to you. There's no right speed, but the faster you go, the more intense it's going to get. So let's practice just for 30 seconds, starting now. All right, that's 30 seconds. So just see if you don't feel different. I am profoundly altered. I'm feeling lightheaded from what I just did. So just notice how profoundly altered you can be just with 30 seconds of intense breathing. So not hard to see how you can get into an altered state really quickly. Now, the following is really important because it seems like no matter how much I've emphasized this, someone always misses this. You only have to do that special breathing until you get into the altered state. Once you are in your journey, and you will know when that's happened, you do not have to do any special breathing. Just let your body breathe like it wants to. As long as you're in the journey, just breath is not important. Once your journey ends and you start coming out and you come back into more ordinary reality, then you can start doing the special breath again. So use it as a transition into your journey, but there's no need to do the strong breathing if you're in the journey. Now, if you want to, fine, but it's not required. And I don't do it myself because, as you may know, I like to do the easiest thing that gets the job done. In fact, if this breathing is too arduous, you don't have to do the breathing at all. If you just listen to the music and you're open and receptive, you can have a strong experience just from the music. Now, again, you'll probably have a stronger experience if you're doing the breath, but know that not breathing at all is an option, okay? So the breath is like an accelerator pedal. If you breathe faster and deeper, you'll have a more intense experience. If you don't, you'll have a less intense experience. And you can move in and out of as many journeys as time allows during this 63-minute mix. So again, if you start coming out of your journey, I recommend you start breathing again and go back in. You need to go to the bathroom, just get up and go, come back. Leave the music on while we're together here. I guess if you're doing it on the recording, you can pause if you want to, but I always keep the music going, especially if you're on the live call, it's important. Optionally, and by the way, if you're going to the bathroom, be very careful. You may be in more of an altered state than you realize. I don't want you tripping or falling or getting hurt going to and from the bathroom. So just be super careful. If you have a sitter with you, I'll get to that in a minute, have them accompany you and make sure that you're not stumbling or, you know, being uncoordinated, which you can be in an altered state. If you want to do a little mandala, just a kind of drawing afterwards to express visually what you've experienced, if you have some art materials around, you can do that optionally. Integrate your journey in whatever way feels best to you. Hopefully you got enough notice that you would have downloaded the music if you were going to play it on your own system. I recommend that because chances are it'll be higher fidelity and there will be no danger of an internet connection getting weird and you losing the music or getting out of sync or something. Now, I will be streaming it on Zoom. So if you're on the live call, the music will be playing. If you've already downloaded the music and you have it queued up and ready to go, then I'll give you the cue and then you play the music from there. If it's on your computer, you can temporarily exit the Zoom call, but then jump right back on when you're done playing the music. If you don't want the music playing from the call and, you know, playing from your own source as well. I've already told you, if you have a nice system with a good subwoofer and a really great sound system, that's great. It's good to have strong bass because it vibrates the body and it can make it stronger. But, you know, even if you use headphones, you can have a great experience. Let's see. Make the music as loud as possible without hurting your ears or causing massive disturbance to someone else. If it hurts your ears, it's too loud. And if you feel like you're having too strong an experience, you can turn down the music and or slow your breathing. Let's see. Hopefully you have finished eating. If you've got a full stomach, you can get kind of uncomfortable if you breathe strongly because it definitely moves the stomach around. I recommend no psychoactive substances. This is altering enough. Once we share afterwards, please don't share anyone else's experience. You're welcome to share yours, but let's hold a confidential container in our sharing afterwards. I'm going to strongly recommend that you commit to the entire process, including the sharing afterwards. If you do this, the integration afterwards will help you gain perspective on what's happening. And the temptation to exit the process can be really powerful when you're doing strong shadow work. If you're feeling challenged and uncomfortable or feeling intense emotional pain, that's when it's actually most important to stay with the work. If you exit the process partway through, incompletely processed wounds or traumas could cause you ongoing challenges. Remaining in the sacred container until we're officially complete will help you work through any challenges through to resolution. And you will have a chance afterward, if you're on the live call, to you know, speak and check in with me and get support if you need it. If you've arranged for a sitter, someone who's there with you, who's kind of watching over you, hopefully you've worked out with them what they are and are not allowed to do. If you're given a free rein, they can, you know, make physical contact or do what they need to do to support you. Or if you don't want them to touch you at all, let them know that. Or if they need to ask permission, you know, just work out your own rule with your sitter as to what is and is not okay with you. Okay. You don't have to have a sitter, but some people like having a person there to support them. Lighting a dim room is best, but be sure you have enough light to get to and from the bathroom without tripping on stuff. What you're laying on, I prefer a pallet on the floor. You don't want to be getting all altered and moving around a bunch and fall out of bed. You could hurt yourself. Clothing, loose and comfortable, layers are good. Water in a closed container nearby is good. Having a pen or pencil with a notepad nearby is good. You may get inspirations. Optionally, you can have an eye mask, a stuffed animal, a soft object. You can beat with your fists if you're letting rage come out or whatever, and all that kind of stuff. You notice I put a release form at the end. That's required by my organization that I trained with. So the most critical part of this is not recommended for those with certain types of cardiovascular problems, epilepsy, recent surgery, pregnancy, or psychosomatic mental health or other physical limitations or serious emotional problems. If you do this and you have injury or death as a result, then I cannot be responsible for that. Now, I've never had that happen. It's not super likely, but if you've got a serious concern, then, you know, don't do it, or else just, you know, sit and listen to the music and don't breathe or breathe lightly. You know, just use your own discretion as to your own safety, because you are responsible for that. Because once we start the call, I'll be incommunicado, and I'll be back 63 minutes later. And of course, if you're on the recording, you know, I'm not going to be there to support you at that time. Go ahead and get you situated, if possible, you know, laying down or prepared to do the music. I've given you the best explanation I can. One last time, I'm going to emphasize super strong. You do not have to do the strong breathing if you're in your journey. The function of the special breathing is to get the journey started. Once you're in the journey, you do not need the special breathing. Can't emphasize that enough. All right, let's do this, folks. I'll be back in 63 minutes. I'm going to count down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Estoy aquí. Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
All right. Come on back. You're not in your body. Come on back in. Okay, let's open it up for feedback and sharing and whatever is on your mind. Unmuting is available for those who are on the live call. So if you have a question, a comment, a sharing, once again, this is a private container for members only. So please, afterwards, only share what you shared yourself and not what anyone else says. So the floor is open for anyone who would like to speak or type. And looks like our phone caller. Who's this?
Hey, Benjamin, it's Nicole.
Nicole, welcome.
Hey, thanks. I just had a question, because I sort of count through the chakras as we go, and it always seems like there are a few extra at the end. So I'm just wondering how many you go through. Nine, ten?
Your sound quality is kind of poor, and I couldn't quite understand your question. Could you say that again, please?
I'm sorry. I will try again. I have earbuds in. I count the number of songs as we go through them. And there's always more than seven chakras. So how many do you go through? Nine,
Well,
ten?
no, no, no. My plan,
No.
my intention was to have seven chakras. I believe there was one chakra. I think the first chakra had a couple of songs for it. So it's not just
Oh, I see.
one chakra per
Okay.
song. Yeah.
Okay.
And of
Okay,
course,
that makes a little more sense.
the Hey Jude at the end was not for a chakra. That's the coming out song.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay,
That's
great.
all I wanted to know.
Okay, good question. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks, Nicole. And I see Deb, you've raised your
Thank
hand. Go
you.
ahead. Yeah. So Deb, if you would go ahead and unmute yourself. Hi.
I had a very meaningful experience during that,
Yeah.
and it was the most vivid that I've had in one of these breath work. And I had no idea where I was going, but there was a flying sensation, smelling of grass and dirt. And then I noticed there were like streetlights that I thought looked familiar. And then all of a sudden, I realized I was in the home of my really good friend who's in hospice care. And I had no idea. And it was just this, then there's just this feeling of great bliss and like merging with him. So, and then obviously after that, there were tears, but I don't really have a question. I just wanted to tell you that the process really worked. And I think that it may have been of assistance to him as well as to me.
Good. Did you have a sense that you were astral traveling?
I don't know enough to, I wouldn't want to say, but it felt very real.
Okay. Yeah, I guess there's two obvious possibilities. One is that you were out of your body traveling and you actually went to that friend and in real time, right? You were there in real time when they were there and perceiving whatever was happening. Another is that it was a vision and what you saw wasn't necessarily what was actually happening, but some kind of image or metaphor for something meaningful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you. That was very helpful. After that, I think it just kind of went to my own personal clearing for the rest of the session.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, I'm glad you had a strong experience, Deb. Thanks so much for sharing
Thank
that.
you.
Anybody else have a question or comment? This is also a time when, if you're on the live call and you've had some stuff come up and you need to share something you need insight into, or you need, space holding for a process you're in, that's something we can do here as well. So if anyone would like any of that kind of support, it's available right now, again on the live call. All right, it's getting kind of quiet. So, does anyone else have anything they'd like to ask or share or speak about? Yeah, Faye.
Hi, Hi, Benjamin. I can't figure out how to raise my hand. Sorry.
No, I don't want to just, this is just unmute. There's no need for hand raising here.
Oh, okay. Thank you. The last kind of real shamanic journey I went on was about 15 or 17 years ago. And what happened this time, at first I started to, and I don't normally see in black and white, but at first I started to see a number of faces, none of whom I knew, that came in. They were either like mature, middle-aged, or older faces came in, kind of like smoke drifting in and out. And then that went away, and there was like almost a fire that passed before my eyes, and then there was more smoke. Then I was taken to the last house where I had the last shamanic journey when I lived in Sedona. And then after that, I can't remember, some images, non-memorable images came in and out for a while. And then I ended up out in the stars for quite a long time. And that's what had happened in the last shamanic journey I had, is at the end, but this time I didn't travel through the stars like real quickly. This time I was more out in the stars, and there was some movement, but I wasn't traveling at a high speed. I was just kind of wandering around there for a long time. And that's about all I can remember.
Was there any emotional resonance to any of that?
Oh, I forgot to mention, and when I began, I set the intention that I wanted to release everything that didn't serve me. And at the beginning, I got a lot of energy, like I could feel my Merkaba like vibrating against the walls in my room. And then later on, like probably middle way through, I got a lot of energy running through my body, and that went on for a while. And then probably toward the end, it's hard for me to keep track, but then kind of toward the end, I just felt a lot of really nice energy. Wasn't moving so hot so quickly, but I could just feel that there was a lot of energy around me.
Cool. So did it feel
Yeah,
like
it was.
a
Go ahead.
positive and enjoyable experience?
Oh, absolutely. It was very enjoyable, very positive, and I can't remember much more than that.
Yeah, I get the sense that you did a lot of clearing on the front end, and because you dumped a lot of heavy stuff, you were then able to move out into the stars and enjoy your celestial being, and that sounds really great.
Okay, well, great. Yeah, it was wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for sharing your experience, Faye.
Welcome.
And Laura, hi.
So that was really nice. There was a lot of energy movement for me, hands and feet, more imagery than anything else. At one point, I felt like I was kind of in the middle of a jungle. And then at one point it was just really beautiful green fields. But one thing that did come through really strongly at one point was the vision of a crystal sword, with, kind of light blue all around it. It was really beautiful.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so it was really nice.
Well, good. Well, thanks for sharing your beautiful experience with us, Laura.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. We've had a couple of folks typing. Jesse typed, "So strong, profound channeling of deep emotional realizations, strong releases, plus a deep heart movement. Big love. Thank you." Wow. Sounds like a great journey, Jesse. And Autumn says, "Benjamin, do you have recommended intentions that we could set for something like this?" Sky's the limit, Autumn. You can set an intention for whatever you want to set an intention for. And the reason I recommend that karma-free safety clause at the end, to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better, thank you, is because you're the higher beings that are working with us know what we need better than we humans do. They're actually coming from a higher perspective, and they have a bigger picture as to why we're here, and they kind of see the big thing, and we have to kind of, if we just rely on our own human abilities, then we can miss a lot of what's possible. So It's good to set a personal intention if that feels good to you. Sometimes I go into these with an intention. Sometimes I just say, hey, highest good be done, and just give me what I need and leave it at that. So I hope that's a helpful answer, Adam. Anybody else with a question or comment? And Autumn typed, yes, thanks. Good. Anyone else with a question or comment? Okay, last call for feedback. Michelle typed, immense gratitude. I guess Michelle had a good experience. Cool. All right. We will go ahead and wrap it up. I'm going to close the Mesa. So I invite you to close your eyes. And before we do that, though, I invite you to, we started with having you feel your body and your energy body. Now, once again, feel how your body feels. Feel how your energy body feels, if you can have awareness of that. And just feel if it's different. It's possible you might feel more like a being of energy now. You're a little more awake. So again, this can help you move to a new higher baseline of awakening. And that process is infinite. There's always a higher baseline. All right. And also, allies, please take this good medicine that we've generated with this breath work and radiate it out to all beings whose highest good will be served by it. Thank you. So let's all just stay passive and let the allies take care of that. You may have awareness of the energy being distributed out. And since there's infinite supply of it, not only are we not depleted, we're actually given a bit more because we're sharing it. We give it a little extra for ourselves in gratitude for our generosity. That feels really nice. Yeah, see if you, I'm feeling so much more luminous just from having shared the energy. See if you feel any difference yourself. This reinforces the idea. One of the quickest ways to feel better yourself is to flow highest good energy to someone else or a lot of someone else's. All right. Thank you, allies. Now I'll close the Mesa. Pachamama. Mama Kia, we're a coach in tea. Thank you, beautiful allies, for this beautiful event. Thanks for supporting us so well. Beloved allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Please remain with those who've been participating in this event, live or on the recording, for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beloved allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? That is it. Faye also typed thank you. Thank you, everybody, for being here. So grateful for each and every one of you. Thanks for being an Awakening Plus. Thanks for bringing your beautiful energy to the event and supporting it by being here, whether you've been live or on the recording. And if you're hearing me live or really quick, tomorrow on September 28, 2023, we have our monthly Ask Us Anything call. So show up with any questions you got, or if you feel like you got some answers, show up and be ready to spread your sage advice. Thanks very much. Many blessings to you all. Bye-bye.